after any sweat sock went down the garbage disposal?
Hi, Polly. Don't ask me why I'm grinding up sweat socks. It was an accident. Charlie was supposed to fix this, but he had to take off for the airport. And besides, he gave up plumbing when he hit his head on the sink.
If you hear a scream, it'll just be Mama wiping out her plum again.
Oh, Polly, what is that thing that squinches up and down when you turn the knob?
Do you mean a pipe wrench?
Oh, that's it. See if we have one. Oh, thanks. Now, if I can just get this doohickey thing on me here.
Oh, well, I loosened the pipe, and in a few hours, we should be completely submerged.
I'll get a pan.
Let's face it, Mom. Girls aren't supposed to plumb.
May I ask an obvious question?
It is Saturday, and I refuse to pay double and a half or whatever for a plumber.
Oh, dear. Well, let's wait till one of the boys come home and... Polly, what are you doing over here, honey?
Well, to tell you the truth, I'm having a problem with Chip. I thought I'd talk to Dad about it.
Oh. You're going to have to talk awful loud.
Why, Dodie?
He's in Chicago.
Oh, I heard he was leaving.
Well, it was a surprise to us, too. I mean, he had to represent the company at a conference, and I fed him at 6 o'clock, and Charlie whisked him to the airport.
Want to talk over how horrible Chip is with us?
Why don't we go in the living room? This thing is going to drive me nuts. Come on up.
Hi, Katie.
Hi, Polly. Well, you have looked more spick and span in your time.
But I accomplished a first-class dripping under the sink. Before I go get cleaned up, Polly, tell me more about Chip.
Well, do any of you remember a guy from Bryant Park named Brian Lipsker?
I never was in Bryant Park, so I don't know him.
I visited Bryant Park, but I didn't meet anybody by that name.
Well, he showed up yesterday, and he's already got Chip's head messed up.
Maybe you should call the police.
I don't think so, honey.
Go on. Well, Chip is talking about giving up chemical engineering and getting into hard rock. Chip wants to quit his studies because of a guy named Brian Lipsker?
Who is he?
Well, his performing name is John Simpson.
John Simpson?
Who?
John Simpson. I think I'm going to crow.
He's a very big star.
I got steam on the plane, all right. And Barbara, oh, those stewardesses, they are beautiful, but you got nothing to worry about. They were all looking at me. Well, you're still too cheap to call a plumber, huh? Well, just look at you.
Hey, Uncle Charlie, John Simpson's hanging around with Chip.
Where am I supposed to faint?
Man, you never heard of him either?
Never.
You guys would probably walk right past the Rolling Stones or Creedence Clearwater without falling down or anything.
John Simpson's real name is Brian Lipsker.
Brian Lipsker? You mean that nice little character from Bryant Park?
A nice little character from Bryant Park is a big rock star.
He and Chip are over at our apartment right now reminiscing about Bryant Park.
He's in town? Well, get him over here for dinner. His folks were always nice to Chip.
John Simpson, coming over here for dinner. When?
Well, we make it tomorrow night. I'll call him myself.
Am I too young for a fur coat?
Just look at that, Uncle Charlie.
Yeah, well, last time I saw that kid, he was on roller skates.
Don't you think it'd be cooler if he didn't gawk out the window?
Ernie, if I look ugly, I'm going to kill myself. Do I look ugly?
You look beautiful, Dodie.
Yep, I'll get it. Brian, my boy.
Hey, Uncle Charlie.
Oh, well.
Are you kidding, Uncle Charlie? You really made my favorite dish?
Yeah. Don't you think I remember what you used to stuff your face with back in Bryant Park? Now, are you ready?
Huh?
Yeah!
thought. Oh, good Charlie, you have an incredible memory.
You mean you eat food like regular people?
Sure, Dodie. Just because I sing rock and roll, that doesn't make me any different than anybody else.
Man, I'll never wash my hair again in my whole life.
Hey, Brian, where'd you get that great-looking car?
I picked it up in Switzerland from a guy I met. Turned out to be the prince of some Middle Eastern country or something. Uncle Charlie, you sure haven't lost your chili dog touch.
Well, naturally. Hey, when did you start hanging out with royalty, huh? All you do is play the guitar, right?
Right, but in this business, you get to meet all kinds of people.
Man, that really knocks me out. You start picking your guitar on your porch in Bryant Park, you turn it into a fantastic way of life.
Well, it took a lot of picking. And a lot of luck.
I don't think it changed you any. You still seem like the same old guy. But we heard you gave a command performance.
Yeah, I was in England last year. And then I did a stadium in Japan in front of 100,000 people. And then I got a chance to go to Russia this year. I don't have anything to complain about.
Well, you certainly lead an interesting life, but wouldn't you say it's the life of a single man?
Well, it was for a while, yeah. But then, since I got married, I take my wife with me everywhere I go.
You mean I'm in love with a married man?
Sorry, Dodie. She'd be here tonight, but we're expecting our second child, so she's kind of tired, you know.
Isn't it difficult traveling around with your family?
No, we have a nurse for the baby, and I make sure my wife doesn't have anything too strenuous to do.
Man, that kills me. What a way to live.
Well, chemical engineering is a very fine profession, don't you think so, Brian?
Call me John, Mrs. Douglas. I almost forgot who Brian was. And to answer your question, yeah, I do think chemical engineering is a good deal.
Yeah, but why go through all that studying in chemical engineering and then graduate and park cars? You know, engineers go begging these days.
But, Chip, it takes more than just desire to get into the music business. You have to have talent, too.
That's what they say, yeah. If you keep hammering away on that box long enough, maybe you can join my group.
No kidding?
Sure.
Hey, Chip, when you make it, remember you're going to need a valet.
You're hired, darn it.
I hope you're not making a mistake, Chip.
Come on, let's check this thing out right. How much money do you make in a year?
Yeah, how worthwhile is it for Chip to go after music?
Under $2 million.
Are you talking about dollars or trading stamps?
Dollars. But, you know, with taxes and...
Where are you going, Uncle Charlie?
Out to buy me a guitar.
Three Sons, Saturday mornings at 8 here on Odyssey.
Phil, let me hear those tom-toms alone for just a minute and hit them real hard. Okay, loosen those skins just a little bit. I think we got it.
John, is it always this noisy?
Yeah, I'm afraid so. I guess hard rock's just a noisy business.
What are all those switches and junk for?
Well, they're so we can take the basic sound from each instrument out there and kind of blend them all together until we get the sound we want.
That looks like it can electrocute your brains loose.
You mean to tell me that you actually know what every one of these switches does?
Oh, yeah, I have to, Mrs. Douglas. You know, producing records these days is a pretty complicated business, and you have to know how to use the whole studio as an instrument.
That's amazing.
Okay, Chris, let me hear a couple of licks on that piano. I want to see if I should roll some echo on.
Why don't you guys plan something quiet, like holding your breath?
Oh, that's a great idea, Uncle Charlie. Now, what happens when they start turning blue? No, don't hold your breath. Ooh, don't do that. Oh, I wonder how they're doing at the session.
Well, Dodie's doing fine, but, you know, Barbara was raised on Glenn Miller, but she ought to be having a nervous breakdown about now.
Like a...
That's right, Destin. Fall all over yourself. Come on and get it if you want it. Go ahead. Where is it? You want that thing over there now? Well, well, you can't have it. That's Uncle Charlie, see? I didn't want to fool you, but you can't have it.
Okay, guys, hold it. That's okay. Take five. Take five. It's a musician talk.
Oh. I thought that sounded great.
Well, it wasn't quite right. We'll retake it again.
You're kidding.
No, the piano player made at least three mistakes, and the bass player was just a hair late on his intro.
Well, I have a very good ear for music, and I didn't hear one mistake.
He has to be pretty picky if he wants his records to be on the charts, Mom.
Very well put, Dodie.
I'll never wash my shoulder my whole life again.
Barbara, have you heard Chip play the guitar?
Well, he played for me over at the apartment the other day.
Well, to me, he's always played just, well, so-so. Has he improved that much?
I don't know, honey. I'm no judge.
Well, you heard Brian play at the recording session, huh?
Uh-huh.
Does Chip measure up?
Well, now that you mention it, no.
Well, that's what I mean.
What are you going to say to him?
I don't know. How do you tell your son he just isn't good enough? Chip, I haven't heard you play in quite a while. You're playing very well. You must have been doing a lot of practicing, huh?
You know, I get more kicks out of playing that guitar than I ever did out of studying chemical engineering.
But it doesn't lead anywhere, Chip. Chemical engineering gives you direction. Right, Dad?
Well, Polly's right in a lot of ways, Chip. The field you've been pursuing has some solidity to it, while... You know, I remember having this same conversation with my father.
Yeah? What'd your dad say?
You heard me play my old saxophone around the house, and, well, you know I'm no saxophone virtuoso. But it was different in my day. I think nowadays you have to be very good to make a living in music.
Yeah, I know. But, anyway, what did your dad say?
Did you know I almost quit high school to join a band?
Really? I didn't know that.
I almost went on the road with a band called, Harold Huggins and his Honeybugs.
Harold Huggins and the Honeybugs? Why, don't ever let me hear you knock any of the groups today.
Why don't you go ahead and eat, Dad? I promised Barbara you'd be at work by 8 o'clock. Why didn't you become a musician, Dad? Not enough security in that field, right?
No, that wasn't exactly it. I had the job. I was going to get paid $25 a week.
$25 a week?
Well, now, don't laugh. That was pretty good money in those days. But 2 days before I was supposed to leave, I broke my leg running the high hurdles.
Wow. You could have been a musician, except for one high hurdle.
Well, let's say I could have been a honeybug.
Don't you see what your dad is saying, Chip? He says he could have been a honeybug, meaning there's no such thing anymore.
No, he isn't. He's saying that I shouldn't give up the guitar. Right, Dad?
My logic says chemical engineering is stable. But my memory tells me being a musician is a lot of fun.
But the difference between stability and fun is pretty obvious, Chip.
Not to me. Anyway, you never got around to saying what your dad said.
Well, he advised me to become a musician.
You never did tell him he isn't good enough.
I couldn't tell him he isn't good enough because he plays very well.
Barbara, will you quit taking the tops off my pots?
Oh, I'm sorry. I just wanted to see if the potatoes were coming to a boil.
Mm-hmm. When the water spills over the side, it's come to a boil. Okay?
Okay. Well, where do we stand?
Well, honey, the minute I heard him play, I had no argument. Besides, I really think this is Chip's problem.
I'll say it's Chip's problem. Polly threw him out of the house today.
What?
I didn't hear about that.
Oh, well, you were at the market, and Katie was upstairs chasing the triplets around, and I was here when Chip showed up.
You mean Chip is here now?
Sure, he's upstairs practicing.
Well, hi, honey.
Hello, Polly.
Hi.
Hi. I never thought I'd say anything so old-fashioned, but I'm so ashamed.
For what?
For being so selfish. In the long run, a wife should go along with what her husband wants to do. When I go old-fashioned, I don't mess around, do I?
When you throw your husband out of the house, you don't mess around either.
Charlie.
I didn't really throw him out, Uncle Charlie. I just let it be known that I was tired of him practicing day and night. Dad, would you talk to him?
Well, Polly's right upstairs. Why don't you talk to him?
Well, I'm not very good at face-to-face confrontations. I do feminine things, like I cry a lot.
What do you want Steve to tell him?
I can handle my end of the conversation, Charlie. What would you want me to say to him, Polly?
Well, that I'm sorry. And that if he wants to be a musician, it's okay. And that I love him.
Well, Steve can't handle that last one.
It isn't whether I can handle it or not, Charlie. It's a matter of should I. Polly, what if we lived in Pittsburgh or someplace and you couldn't come to us?
Honey, we don't live in Pittsburgh. Chip is your son, and this is rather important.
Look, Steve, if you don't want to do it, I will.
No. I'll do it. As long as I'm not in Pittsburgh.
You know something, Polly? There's going to come a time when you will have to be on your own. You know, me, Steve, and Barbara ain't going to be around forever.
I know. I'm learning. I really am. After all, I threw my husband out all by myself.
Come in. It's a little rough.
Well, maybe it's a difficult tune, Chip.
No.
No?
Well, it's just that it takes me quite a while to learn a new tune.
Oh. I thought you played very well this morning.
Yeah, but that's the only tune I've got down perfect. I'm working on a bunch of others. That's why I'm practicing so much. You know, I'm getting blisters on my calluses.
Well, Chip, I came in here to tell you that Polly's downstairs, and she said she's sorry she sent you away.
Polly's here?
As I said, she's sorry.
Polly's a cool girl. You know, I'm really glad I married her.
Well, I certainly hope so. Chip, are you still seriously thinking of quitting school?
Sort of.
Do you really think you can make a career out of music? I mean, make a living for your family?
Well, it'll take a lot of hard work, but I think I can do it.
Well, let's say you're good enough to join Brian's group. They've been playing together quite a while, haven't they?
Right.
Well, that means you're going to have to learn an awful lot of tunes in a hurry, huh?
Yeah, I guess.
Chipper, I know... It's true, kids go into music today, and sometimes they hit it big. Of course, sometimes they hit it big on just one record, and then you never hear them again, right? Must be a tough business.
Yeah, I know, but... Well, maybe if I took a music course in school.
Well, I'd say if you decide to make music your life's vocation, that'd be the way to do it.
Of course, I'd be starting all over again, wouldn't I? 4 years of music.
That's against 2 years of chemical engineering. That's all you have left, right?
Yeah. Yeah.
Where are you going, Chipper?
To tell Polly I finally saw the light.
Good.
Thanks, Dad.
Well, I see you called a plumber.
Yeah, finally. Somebody stripped the threads on the trap or something.
Oh. Well, I guess I did that.
You strip these threads, mister?
I think I hear the boys crying.
Yeah, I was using a pipe wrench, and I guess I pulled too hard, and I felt the whole thing give. And...
I was telling you, missus, I don't come down to where you work and mess around with your ailerons. So honest, no offense, man. But you shouldn't mess around with my trap. The point is, now it's going to cost you, correct?
Yes, I'm sure that's correct. It's a funny thing. Just when you think you can solve all problems, someone comes along and puts you in your place.
I think you'd be insufferable if you didn't strip a thread once in a while.
Billion people are on Earth, but only one American family will have a visitor from another planet. Ah!
It's an ALF, an alien life form.
ALF, next, only on Odyssey.